at the Wisconsin Public Service Farm Show with Laura Walsh from the University of Wisconsin River Falls. You're getting a lot of traffic here. How are things looking as far as students coming in to the ag programs?
The enrollment has been very good the past few years. We've been up pretty consistently on our campus, so we're very pleased with that. Despite the economy being a little down, enrollment is still staying strong, so we're happy.
Are you seeing any particular programs where there's a little hesitation?
I would say the crop and soil science areas, probably. The numbers have been going up the past few years. Now this year we're looking ahead to the numbers we expect on campus this fall in crops and soils, and they're down a little bit. So, you know, we feel it's probably mostly just due to the economy. The dairy's holding strong, though. We're very pleased with those numbers, yeah.
Now, the dairy program, I understand, is growing quite a bit over there.
It has been going good. The animal science and the whole dairy science is a separate major. Animal science is a separate major and has different emphasis areas, and both programs have been going strong and, in fact, increasing. Yes, animal science is the largest major on the UW River Falls campus.
When the students are finishing up, are they pretty rapidly finding work?
Yes, they are. We've got a strong internship program in the college that's been going for over 50 years now. And so a lot of times they will have an internship that can often lead to a job offer. The other thing that's happening, we have a strong career fair, which is heavily subscribed by the ag companies. In fact, I'd say 75% of them are ag companies that come there. And so, yes, I think the students are doing very well in the job opportunities out there.
Have the agribusinesses been working with the school to say, you know, we really need more of this, a little less of that, maybe keep altering and tailoring the program to go with the changes and changing times?
Yes, I would say they have definitely. Most of our program areas kind of have an informal, at least, advisory council of industry members that they look to. So they're doing that in ag engineering and looking at kind of specific focus areas for those students as they're coming out of college. Animal science is doing the same thing, basically. Crop and soil science, we have a good working relationship with Winfield, the Division of Land O'Lakes. In fact, they have a research and development center just across from our campus farm, and then they built a new innovation center right in the city of River Falls in one of the industrial parks. So they've been a really strong partnership with us, taking interns for us, working on our farm in conjunction with our farm staff and faculty, too.
For the students still in high school that are starting to look ahead, what's the best advice for them, whether they're sophomores, juniors, or seniors?
I think the best advice is if you can pick up some ag courses, and the science courses are important. Most of our programs are applied science courses, so the biology, chemistry, and even physics is important for them to have in school, as well as communications kinds of courses. So the English and writing are important, too, in our area.
Just a little bit of background, UW River Falls, roughly how many students are over there and how many of those are in the ag sciences area?
We have about 6,000 students on the entire campus and about 1,500 are in the ag college.
And that seems to be the area that's growing at River Falls.
It has been growing. A few of the other colleges were strong in education, and we have a liberal arts college as well and a business college, but the ag college is the one where the numbers have been growing pretty well, pretty strong over the last couple years.